Did you think of the rain? It was quite a rain, isn't it? It was a monsoon, much prayed for. My dear devotees, I would like to give something which is very important. I received today a question from one friend who is Bruce. So Bruce said, how can we actually have a relationship to Krishna when Krishna appears so far away from us? And I think we all can sympathize with Bruce's question. How can I think of Krishna? How can I love Krishna? How can I relate to Krishna when it seems I've never met him before in this life? So this type of question was also addressed by Srila Prabhupada quite early in this movement. He said, if in this life we practice devotion of God, the next life we become an associate of God. We are transferred to that planet, you see? This is simple to understand. But unless you hear, you cannot abide there. Just like our friend Mr. Cohen. He has left for California. Now, so far as I am concerned, I have no idea of California. So Mr. Cohen has told me that after reaching there, he will write the description of that place. Now suppose, if reading this description of that place, I think of going there, then I can prepare myself. Oh, I must go there. It's just like that. I was describing to you the Chintamani Dharma, that is the spirit world, what sort of trees are there, and you were very much pleased and you decided I must go there. So, now Srila Prabhupada summarized, we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place there is, what mode of life there is, we cannot be attracted. We cannot be attracted. My dear devotees, Harinam has to always be accompanied by Krishna Katha. It is said, just like Krishna is always with his Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani, in the same way, the holy name has always to be associated with hearing about Krishna. Psht, you are all so distracted. Let me say it again. The holy name himself will not suffice in making us fully Krishna conscious unless we hear also about Krishna. Just like the sun is with the sun rays, the holy name is with information about Krishna. In another place, it was during the Krishna Kaliya deity installation in Latoka, Fiji, Prabhupada said, it is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid Krishna Katha, then you are putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. It is not fiction. It is not whimsical talk. It is compulsory, imperative, Everyone should become Krishna conscious. If he does not become, then he is risking his life. See, if we want to chant with devotion Krishna's holy name, not just because we like the melody maybe, or the rhythm, or because we think, if I don't chant, I will be in trouble. If we actually want to chant with deep affection for Krishna, we need to understand what type of God he is, what is his place, what does he think, and so on. Then your chanting awakes to life. Otherwise, it is dry chanting. So we will therefore talk about or hear from the Bhagavatam a Krishna Katha where Krishna appears to his devotees, because this is what we all would like one day, to see how Krishna comes into our life, how he reciprocates, how he is there for us, how he is interested in us, how he does not ignore us, although we are so fallen. I will soon talk about this now. Are our children very nicely cared for? There was a screaming in the room as if there was some major catastrophe happening, maybe a werewolf or something in the room. So I hope those who are parents, they have an eye and both on the children and on the door, so that the door is properly closed after they are taken care of. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Krishna Ketava, Krishna Ketava, Pahaye Ma. Krishna Ketava, Krishna Ketava, Krishna Ketava, Pahaye Ma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everyone from your heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Radhavitare Radhavitare Jaya Siddhate Radhavitare Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Gopala Gopala Jaya Gopala Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bom. My dear devotees, please hear about the extraordinary devotion of the King Bahulashwa and the simple and poor Brahmana Shrutadev. Both of them were great devotees of the Lord who lived in the town Mithila. Both of them, even though they did not know much about each other, were worshipping Lord Krishna's deity. But how did they worship Lord Krishna's deity? My dear devotees, they had heard that Krishna had appeared in Dwaraka. But because they were on a level of bhakti where they did not see any difference between Krishna and his deity, they were conflicted. If they would go to Dwaraka, they would have to neglect the worship of their deity, the Krishna deity. So what they did is, every morning they woke up, they did their various duties, and then went before the deities, woke the deity up, dressed the deity, bathed him first, dressed him, gave him something to eat, and then they decided, today we will certainly go to Dwaraka. But as they were preparing the things, the bags, to go to Dwaraka, they thought, but what will the Lord eat in the morning time? What will he eat for his noon, for his lunch meal? So better we started to procure the things which we need for cooking his lunch prasadam, and then after lunch, when the Lord rests, we will certainly go to Dwaraka. So lunch came, there was the noon artik, and then the bhoga offering, and then the artik, and after the artik, they actually had everything ready to go. The king had a chariot, and Shrutadev had his bundle. But then they thought, what will he take when he comes home? We should have some fruits ready. And then when they did the fruit prasadam in the afternoon, they thought, it's anyways too late to start, so let us do the evening offering and the Shayan artik. And in this way, each single day, they made plans to visit the Lord in Dwaraka. However, thinking that what will their Lord at home, the deity of the Lord, eat and what will he do, they could not go. But their devotion was so strong that each time they washed and
Abhishek, the lotus feet of the deities, Krishna's feet at Dwaraka became wet and washed. Hare Krishna. See their devotion. They offered something to Krishna and Krishna accepted, just like he says in the Gita. If someone offers me with love and devotion a fruit, a leaf, some water, a flower, if it's done with devotion, I will accept it. And so in this way, Krishna's feet in Dwaraka became very wet every single day. So Krishna one day smiled. He knew that the devotees, Bahulashva, the king of the country Videha, and Shrutadev, wanted to come and see him so much. However, they just couldn't do it because of their love for him in his deity form. So Krishna thought, if they can't come and visit me, I will go and visit them. So one morning, fine morning, he called Daruka, his charioteer, and smiling to him, he said, let's bring my extra big chariot and we will go to that kingdom of Videha where we will visit the capital town Mithila. I have two devotees I will need to visit. So as Krishna was passing through the gate of Dwaraka, he saw just at that moment at the city gate Narada Muni, Vyasa, Shukadev Goswami, Maitreya Muni, Chyavana, who saw the chariot of the Lord. They had come to Dwaraka to see Krishna. So when they saw Krishna coming out of Dwaraka, they started to walk behind him. And Krishna told to Daruka, everything is going according to plan. Huge stop. And we will take these great saints with us and visit my two great devotees. As Krishna traveled through the countryside, wherever he went, people came out of their houses and saw the beautiful form of the Lord. They saw his dhoti, which shimmered like electricity, a flash of lightning around his legs. They saw his long arms and the reddish color in his palms, and they saw his most beautiful lotus eyes as Krishna glanced at all the people and bestowed his blessings through his glances. So somehow word spread, so that when Krishna finally arrived at the town's gate of Mithila, Bahulashva had heard already about it. And he stood there together with his retinue, his ministers, and they blew the conch shell and gave Krishna the akya and the welcome for a dear guest. Now slightly behind Bahulashva, the king, stood this other devotee. He was dressed in rags. He was so poor. Shrutadev. And Shrutadev thought, oh, Krishna will most properly follow the invitation of King Bahulashva and walk up the hill to the palace on top of the hill. But I so much would like Krishna to come to my place. Krishna, who was aware of Shrutadev's desire and also aware of the desire of Bahulashva, did at one thing something which in America you would call the Krishna thing. Krishna
divided himself in two. And also the saints and sages divided themselves in two identical groups of Narada, Vyasa, Shukamuni, Shukadev, and all the others. But this was not seen either to Shrutadev nor to Bahulashva. Krishna divided himself in such a way that the other devotee would not see and think that Krishna came only to him. This is described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam in relationship to the cowherd boys. When Krishna does his this Gocharan Leela, where he herds the cows, in the noontime he pretends to be tired and he lies down with his head on the lap of the cowherd boys. Now, each cowherd boy wants to think, oh, if Krishna could only lie down with his fragrant head in my lap, this would be my perfection. So Krishna, unknown to all others, lies down in the lap of as many cowherd boys as are there. And just like a magician, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who doesn't like that someone sees what he does, you know. Krishna covers the eyes of his associates in such a way that they don't know that he has lovingly expanded for each single one of them. This is important in Krishna Leela, that we know Krishna is requested by a myriad of devotees. Myriad means thousands of devotees, but he is not at a loss to respond to each single one of his devotees. He can respond to the devotee in China, as he can respond to that small little ragtag group of devotees in the capital town of Alaska. At the same time, my dear devotees, no problem for Krishna, because he is he reciprocates the love of his devotees. So when Krishna came in one set of his duplicate forms to Bahulashva, the king offered him and all the saints little thrones. I think they are a little bit more opulent than this worn down seat here. I don't want to offend the seat, you know. But the Bahulashva seats were made out of gold, no? And he washed the feet of Krishna. He put sandalwood on Krishna's head, flower garlands, clothing, ornaments and incense, and he brought also the cows and the bulls in the palace so that Krishna could see the cows and the bulls. This is, by the way, how to offer a guest when he comes, when you want to have an honorary welcome. Give him some sandalwood, flower garlands, offer him new clothing, you know, on a plate, best on a plate, some ornaments. I don't know what this could mean in modern times. A Rolex. Hare Krishna. Some incense should be there. And maybe bring some cows and bulls, you know. Then it's a very auspicious. So on. So Bahulashva prayed to Krishna. He was holding the lotus feet of Krishna on his lap. You know, and then he addressed Krishna. With his lotus feet on his lap, he said, "You are in our hearts. We have worshipped you every morning, noon, and evening. And you know what we have been thinking. we have thought, oh, we would like to meet you. You have appeared in this world. And now you have actually come. With your coming here, you have proven your earlier words, where you said, neither Ananta, neither Shri, nor the unborn Brahma is as dear to you as your devotee. So, neither Ananta, that's Krishna's brother, nor Shri, that's Lakshmi, nor the unborn Brahma, that's his son, Krishna's son, is as dear to him as the devotee. Do you know why this could be? In the Uddhava Gita, Krishna explains that those who come from the material world have to struggle, yes, to reach him. And they have to struggle with the mind, with the senses, with inauspicious circumstances, whereas Balaram, Lakshmi, Uddhava, and the unborn Brahma, they don't have to struggle. Srila Jiva Goswami makes this point very clear in the Paramatma Sandarbha. He says, devotees in this world have to overcome various obstacles in order to meet Krishna. And this struggle, this endeavor, this hard effort which they do makes them very dear to the Lord. It endears them. Krishna feels, oh, they do so much effort to reach me. And they are so human, that means so limited. But still they endeavor beyond their own capabilities. This is what Lord Narayan also was thinking when Ajamil was chanting his names. You know, so imperfectly he chanted the name. He meant Narayan, but he meant his son, I'm sorry. But the Lord thought, he has chanted my name. It is now my duty to take care of him. Please note that the mind of God here, look a little in the mind of God. He feels very pleased when, against all odds, so to say, a devotee tries to remain on the path of worshipping and serving him, even though he is surrounded by various obstacles in body, in mind, even in character maybe. He may have some character faults, but he's endeavoring in his way. Then Bahulashva said one Sanskrit glorification. I would like you to repeat after me. Please fold your hands like Bahulashva is likely to have done. Namastupyam Bhagavate. Krishna Kunta Medase. Obeisances to you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Krishna, whose intelligence is always unrestricted and unlimited. With this word, your intelligence, Medha, is unrestricted. Bahulashva indicates that maybe Krishna in the very near future will correct him because there was something not right in his worship. So, then Bahulashva said to Krishna, please stay some more time in my home, because in your intelligence, in your association, I will learn so much
I will become free from doubts in you and your and misconceptions about you, and my intelligence will not be pierced by the arrows of desire for material enjoyment. This always when you are in the presence of the Lord before the deities, or if there's a beautiful kirtan like today at noontime, our Gauravani was singing so nicely and Krishna seemed to have been pleased, no? Then we feel, oh, our inner darkness goes away. So what? The Lord stood there and said, yes, I will stay sometime. But what did the duplicate Lord or the duplicate sadhus, they were all there, what happened there? Well, Shrutadev, the Brahmana, received Lord Achyuta in his home. Shrutadev was very poor. He lived from day to day. In other words, this is an expression which indicates he went every noon or so, according to his regulations, out, and he begged in Madhukari, in the Madhukari style, what he would consume for the day and what his family would eat. So he lived from day to day. He was so enthusiastic. When he saw that Krishna came, he bowed down to Krishna and all the sages, and then he danced wildly by waving his shawl above his head while he was dancing like this. You see, this is a form of greeting the Lord, to wave the shawl. But maybe it's too late to inaugurate this in ISKCON, but it's done. We find often in scriptures that devotees are so enthusiastic. But he was so poor, he didn't even have one single mattress. Not for Krishna and not for the saints. So he went to his neighbors and said, Krishna has come, and the Vyasa has come, and Narada, do you have a kusha mat, kusha grass mat? And so he got all the kusha mats, extra mats for sitting. This were dava net, mats and kusha grass mats. Then, because he was living from day to day, he offered a simple forest fare. There were fruits, roots, pure water, lotus flowers, and some sattvic food he had made. And he all the time wondered, how come that a fallen person like me has met Krishna and the sages? How is it possible? Then he sat next to the Lord's lotus feet and very shyly he took the lotus feet and massaged them. His wife, his children, and other people who were there sat also nearby. And then he said something which I find is so intelligent that you will like it, I think. He said, we have always been with you, but we have never noticed that you were just nearby. Only now we notice. And then he said, you created this world like a dreaming person creates villages and cities in his dream. Then the dreaming person enters his own dream to see and feel and experience his dream creation. He sees everyone in the dream, but those in his dream don't see him. Can you understand the analogy? When a dreamer lies down, or when a person lies down, it may be that he has an elaborate dream with people inside, with towns inside,
with chariots and boats and other things. And while he dreams, he sees people which are the creation of his mind, and he may even interact with them. But the people on the other side don't know this. Don't we, you have this sometimes. You said, you meet someone and says, I dreamt of you. And then the other person said, was it a good dream? You know, he doesn't know, or she doesn't know what was in the dream. No? So Krishna lies down as who? Mahavishnu, yes. And he dreams in his sleep this whole world, and you and me are in it. And Krishna's always there, seeing us, but we can't see him. Huh? This is the analogy. Shuddhadev says, you've always been with us, but only now we see you. Only now, by your mercy, you have revealed yourself to us. And then Shuddhadev, he is very, very, very solidly Vedic knowledge he has. He said, you reveal yourself also to others. You reveal yourself in the hearts of those persons who constantly hear about you, who chant about you, who worship you, who glorify you, and who talk with one another about you. My dear devotees, you have all heard Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis, where Lord Chaitanya says, in your holy name you have invested all potencies. One of these potencies which the Lord has invested in the holy name is his revelatory power. I hope that's an English word. His power to reveal himself. So as you chant, you will contact this potency, and if your chanting is pure, and if it is, I would like Krishna conscious, to say Krishna conscious chanting, where you are aware of Krishna, Krishna reveals himself in increasing ways. No, first there's the Naam, then the Rupa. You will see some form of Krishna. First, maybe like the forms which you see here, you know, where Krishna comes home, this beautiful photo here, or this photo where Krishna stands with the gopis under a Kalpa Vriksha tree. You remember this, and then you remember later other forms, and you remember also how Krishna is so kind. He may look out for you, you know, and you may notice that glance. Shuddhadev said, you cannot be grasped by material power, but you can reveal yourself. When Krishna heard this, he just smiled and he took Shuddhadev's hand in his own. And he said, Shuddhadev, listen carefully. You have praised me very nicely, but you have not praised the devotees who have come with me. I will teach you now devotion to my devotees. They are mine, Shuddhadev. Shuddhadev, please know, you can purify yourself by seeing, touching and worshipping the temple deities, all the places of pilgrimage, but you can attain the same results immediately by receiving the glance of exalted sages. Oh Shuddhadev, it takes long to be purified by seeing the temple deities or going to places of pilgrimage. But when you serve the devotees
and receive their glances on you, you immediately progress. You must know these devotees wander the world, and they have me in their hearts. Or they sometimes come along with me, like see Vyasadeva, Narada, they've come along with me. They have great power just by glancing at you. They advance. So while Krishna corrected Shrutadev that you have worshipped me, but what did you do with my devotees? You were so Krishna struck that you, there's this English word, starstruck, no? You were so Krishna struck that you have not paid attention to my devotees. But please, you must correct this. And while Krishna spoke to Shrutadev, somehow in his duplicate form, it's difficult to say who was the duplicate or who was the original, the both Krishna, instructed Bahulashva in the same. And then both of these dear devotees understood and worshipped Krishna along with these various Brahmana sages. My dear devotees, the point is here, two things. There's an instruction in this Leela, but also there is an instruction which goes even beyond this Leela. It is that we need to hear about Krishna so that when we chant his holy name, we can remember, oh, Krishna came to visit these two devotees who somehow couldn't make it to visit him. Oh, Krishna is interested in his devotees. Oh, Krishna is maybe also interested a little sometimes, maybe at one moment or so, in me. You know, this is the turning point in a conditioned soul's life when he begins to relate to Krishna in some ways. There is a letter which Prabhupada wrote about relating to Krishna with devotion, even as we are now, the way we are now. And I want to say this because so often, my dear devotees, we are not remembering this, or we don't think it's possible that Krishna likes us. We think this Bahulashva and Shrutadev episode is very isolated. Here is what Prabhupada wrote in 68. Krishna is so kind that he is always with us as friend. If we can learn to treat him with our friendly love and affection, the reciprocation is permanent, and that is the highest success of our human form of life. No? If we can learn to treat him with our friendly love and affection, the reciprocation is permanent. So, when you chant the holy name, we spoke today about a certain method that is to exit your small little world of I and me, this ant-like world, you know. to exit it through the process of purifying the consciousness and understanding I am really a servant of Krishna. My dear devotees, if you do this, if you take note of it, if you don't forget it tomorrow or even tonight, but you keep this and you talk about this with your other friends and devotees, you will open a new chapter in your Krishna consciousness. You will actually chant Visambandha. As long as you don't have this idea of a relationship, you have only the shadow of the holy name. And if you eat the shadow of a pizza, you won't be nourished. Imagine Jai Krishna would say, for economic reasons, today at 7:30, we will serve the shadow of a pizza. There will be one real good pizza with ahimsa cheese from the cows and capers and what is it called? Olive oils and ananas on top. But everyone will only get, we will put install a light and then it will make a shadow and everyone will get a shadow pizza. Bang. You would protest. You would say, this is the end of my holy name experience retreat. Because, and you would maybe go to my kutir because I have some goodies in there and steal them. Because we cannot be permanently satisfied with the shadow. Maybe for fun we can sometimes, you know. So in the same way, we don't need the shadow holy name. If we have the shadow, all we can take shelter in is good melodies, good rhythms, dancing, social validation when we do it, and so on and so forth, but not spiritual nourishment. And so therefore, this idea of chanting in the relationship with Krishna, thinking, you're my Lord, O Radha, O Krishna, please accept me in your service. This will do good, and it is possible. Krishna showed with his visits to Bahulashva and Shukadev that he's doing it. When we were in Upper State, New York, hope that's the name, at the Super Soul Farm, we visited in the evening with all of us, all the Sangha, a dying man. He would die. His name is Gopal Chandra. He has 2 months or 3 months before him. It will not be an easy journey. Already now, pain medication is required. Gopal Chandra said something very interesting. He addressed the group and he said, I have seen people who walk. No, I have seen people who talk and I have seen people who walk, in the sense of walk your talk, no? And I want to tell you, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is walking his talk. He has helped me in so many ways. And then he was for a moment silent as emotions overcame him. And he said, I wanted to come to the Super Soul Farm, but I now need something like a truck so that which can transport my wheelchair. You know, he can't get out of the wheelchair any longer. But there were no trucks available. But then you all of a sudden all came and turned up here. I wanted to visit you, but I couldn't. But then Krishna made you visit me. This is how Krishna walks his talk. He takes care of his devotees. Even at the moment of death, he is there. This is what he said. He's now with me as I'm preparing for this journey, and he will be there with me when I make that final journey. Once, so I shared with him, he said to me, but Maharaj, when the pain is so strong, what will I do? Now I can somehow manage with medication, but then what will I do? Then I said to him, listen, Gopal Chandra, once there was a devotee who went to Ramanujacharya and he said, Ramanujacharya, I don't know if I will be able to remember Krishna at my final hour. Do you know where I will go? Because in the Gita it is said, whatever you think of at the moment of death, there you will go. So if I can't think of you, where will I go? So Ramanujacharya said, I don't know the answer, but I will ask tomorrow when I have darshan with Ranganath. So then he went next morning and said, there's this devotee, he's in the evening of his life, soon he will leave, and he wants to know what will happen to him if he's overwhelmed by pain or by confusion at the moment of death. What will happen? Then Ranganath said, oh, Ramanujacharya, oh Yatiraj, listen carefully. When my devotee cannot think of me, I will think of him. I think this happens also when we chant, we are struggling and we are failing and we are distracted. If we sincerely try to enter the sambandha, into a relationship, then Krishna will think of us kindly, like he thought of these two devotees who could not make it to come to him for devotional reasons, and who came to them and who gave them the lesson which they still needed to hear in order to become perfect in their Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So let me see. We will just now end our evening katha. I will request Gokrishna to sing with us for about 15 minutes. Please stay here. Please all turn to the altar now. And please, as you chant, one more time, apply what you have heard today. This Buddha Shruti meditation, where you simply purify your consciousness, get out of the material consciousness and think like this. My dear Lord, I have forgotten you, and as a result my life has become quite complicated and less ecstatic. Now I'm turning, my fortune has turned because I met Srila Prabhupada through his books and followers and so on. And I know I'm your servant, so please accept me. This is Buddha Shruti, the purification of the basis of your life. Basis of your life is consciousness, not matter. Matter rests on consciousness.
Gadadhara Shivasadeva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Amen.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So nice. Wow, this is a wonderful atmosphere. Thank you so much for staying and being here for this evening program, which has a very important perspective, that is the personal perspective. This is the end of your first full day of the Holy Name experience. Tomorrow, the second full day, let me just put this here properly so that there's not feedback. Tomorrow, the second full day of the Holy Name experience will commence. We have something very special in mind. We want to go up to Prabhupada's palace and chant in the rose garden. It's a prize certificated rose garden, and afterwards, when we have ended our japa session, we will then, of course, have a short ceremony with Srila Prabhupada, begging for empowerment. Or empowerment sounds so Tony Robbins-like, begging for his mercy. I've thought deeply about it. It would be good if all of you come to where we had our japa workshop today in the morning. That is the Kusum Sarova Ghata, I understand. That's the name. And then we will walk together to the place where the Holy Name experience will take place. I think I said 5:20, but why not make it 5:30? That's a proper number. And but please be there on time. In case you are late, you will find us in the rose garden. Follow your nose, like a bee, and your ears. I realized that will be very short or narrow with the Tulsi Puja, but please remember we are here for a certain purpose, and the purpose is to increase our chanting. Maybe, I don't want to change liturgy, the way worship is done. Maybe we can just compact the morning program a little so that we are, that everyone is free. But even if not, then you just offer your obeisance to Tulsi Devi and please be there 5:30, and then we will go there. Fine. With this, I would like to turn to Gopi Manjari, who has some more important announcements for all of you, how we run today and tomorrow. Please come here. You can take this microphone.